Hello, welcome to the Thursday, February 4th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a couple of things to make the Defender's life easier. First, Emmet 5.5 was released. That's the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit. It does block a number of standard exploit attempts, so it is really an additional layer meant to shield the operating system and applications from exploits. Pretty good tool, and it keeps improving. For example, in the latest version 5.5 that was just released, we now have compatibility with Windows 10. And talking about vulnerabilities, you probably will enjoy Xavier's diary about OpenVAS. OpenVAS is a free vulnerability scanner. It actually, in my experience, works quite well. It's not an enterprise tool, but for a smaller network that doesn't want to spend thousands of dollars for a vulnerability scanner, this is really a great tool. And Xavier is giving you some tips how to work around some of its shortcomings. Takes a little while to get used to it, in my opinion, but it does come as one option, at least, as a virtual machine ready to install with a web-based interface that makes it pretty easy, actually, to use this tool. And criminals apparently were successful in brute forcing 20 million user accounts and passwords of the Chinese Taobao service, which is similar to eBay. Now, this doesn't look like it was a problem with the particular service, but instead the attacker got a hold of 90 million different username and passwords and then just used that library to run against Taobao. So the end result is that about 20% of the users used the same username and password on Taobao as they used on other sites. And that, of course, is actually, I think, a little bit a low number. I would have expected the number to be larger than that. Not sure if the attacker did any kind of password fuzzing or if they just used the password as is. Lesson to be learned here when you defend applications is if you do apply any kind of brute force lockout, make sure you don't do this just on a per account basis, but also do it on a per source IP basis. So if someone has a database like this and tries essentially every single account in your site with a couple different passwords, you still want to be able to detect it. If this is attempted with a botnet, of course, then your chances of successfully defending against such an attack is pretty low, unless you have some overall rate limit for logins, but that would also ensnare valid users, not just attackers. And recently, Komodo came out with its Komodo Internet Security Package, which includes Chromodo. Chromodo is a version of Google Chrome that was adapted to work with this particular Internet Security Package. According to Google, however, Chromodo is significantly less secure than the original Chromium browser it is based on. Essentially, what was missing here is same origin policy. Same origin policy prevents one website from loading JavaScript that will then send requests to a second website. So a very basic cross-site request forging style protection is usually enabled by same origin policy, and it is up to the browser to enforce it. But apparently Chromodo, this Komodo version of Chromium or Chrome, does not enforce this same origin policy, and as a result, users are at a significant risk. Now, Komodo did release an update yesterday. However, according to Google, that update is insufficient and does not fix the actual problem. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.